Humpty Dumpty as an embryo. How many walls does it take for a room to be considered a room? A praying mantis camouflages itself, close to becoming invisible against the sage wall. It may or may not be part of the exhibit. A field trip, sixth graders debate the aesthetic merits, in their own words, of a broom closet. A conceptual artist's rendition of a broom closet, or an actual place to house mops and buckets. In the center of this incomplete room, please don't think unfinished, sits a glass egg the size of a pregnant woman's belly at 8 months plus that changes color with the afternoon light on a platform too high to reach. Well, one could if one had a stepladder, but generally it's considered impolite to fondle a pregnant stranger's stomach. It appears the artist has a cruel, comedic sense of proportion, one leg shorter than the other, others. The platform, not the artist, but maybe the artist, who was ravaged with polio as a child. This detail may or may not have importance, though it does give you a sense of what decade she was born into. A. Should art be stationary or dependent upon our desire to reach or be out of reach? B. Is it important to know the personal history of the artist? The artist is crouched behind the singular wall with her laptop hooked up to some gizmo which controls the glass oval, which is a sort of baby she never had in her imagination's womb. Ovulation, the word a cousin to oval? C. Shouldn't art be an illusion, a conception simultaneously pre and post the experience? Like a duck hunter in her blind, she waits for the disinterested, the cluster of kids on a field trip, giddy just to be out of school, or an arrogant critic who poo-poos her installation when a victim, she thinks a victim of art, approaches. She jolts the switch, and even though the viewer is out of arm's reach, the egg shatters into its deconstructed elements. If it were liquid, it would simply reshape and reconfigure itself the way humans do after a tragedy. The viewer naturally is horrified, wondering if they will be blamed. Explanations and excuses pinball in their craniums, and eyes do a Felix the Cat wall clock imitation, claiming innocence to the everyone and no one who was there, and the guard whose jacket is too big and lunch-stained. Sleeves too long so he looks like he has no hands. Imagine the entire population with no hands. Artists with no hands. After enough time has passed for the viewer's panic to subside, the artist punches another key and the egg reforms and magically levitates back upon its platform. The viewer doesn't trust that what they see, they saw. Bug-eyed kids giggle. D. Is art a time machine, or does viewing freeze the temporal aspects of our lives? Scene 2. A late middle-aged woman, undoubtedly an Upper West Side New York she patron, vintage Converse All-Stars and indigo hair, is subjectively admiring the egg, and the artist triggers it into collapse mode. The woman instantly faints like a woman in a 40s movie. Cardiac arrest. Yes, an actual heart attack. The security guard with a too big stained jacket pulls out his walkie-talkie and takes charge, barks at everyone to step back, give her air. The sixth graders do not give her air. Yes, this horror was not intended to be part of the exhibit. The art is now completely conceptual, is now part of the permanent collection, so to speak. The experience becomes a cocktail hour anecdote that people who were instructed to step back retell with embellishments and exaggerations to people they care to impress or care about. Some of these listeners kidnap the story and pretend they too were present for the heart attack episode. E. Does one need to engage in or be a participant in art for art to be art? F. Can art only be art if it seduces us into traveling in our imaginations? Think about stars and starfish and the reflection of dead stars in a placid lake away from the lights of any city. The artist flipped the switch to reform the egg before she zipped out from behind her secret wall to see if the lady was still breathing. She wanted to blend into the wall like a praying mantis, become unseen. A defibrillator hanging on the wall appeared. The guard apparently wasn't trained about its usage. Let's just say the patron did not return to her former life force. Of course, the artist felt responsible, wanting to hide in a broom closet with its burned-out light bulb. She always dreamed her art would be life-altering. Once art is released, who can tell how it can reshape the world? G. If art can kill someone, is it possible it might also be able to bring someone back to life?